Okay, let's get into Perach Havav of Sefer Yechezkel. And we start off with a date, and then we have another Perach about one of the other nations. Last Perach, we had a Perach about the destruction and the downfall of the nations in the future. We spoke about Ammon and Moab and Seir and Edom, and this Perach is about Tzor. And the following perek as well, as we will see. So perek starts off with a date. Vayhi ba'ashtei esrei shana be'echal lachodesh, in the 11th year of Tzidkio, which was the year of the Churban, on the first day of the month. Hayadvar Hashem elai lemar, Hashem said to me. So what month are we talking about? That is not mentioned. The day of the month and the year is mentioned, but the month is not mentioned. And the Nebuah is about to be about how one of the enemies of Am Yisrael, Tzor, they were happy. Ha'och, they were happy. They were besimcha, like we had the word in the last parak. So when did this exactly take place? So the Radak tells us that it must have been, because it doesn't say, it must have been Av, because that is the month of the Churban. So if it was so same, it must be that's the month we're talking about. So on the first day of Av, Logila be'ezah chodesh, v'kiven she'sasam oso nira ki al chodesh churban amar shehu chodesh Av. It must be on chodesh Av, the first day of chodesh Av, which would mean that the Tzor was not reacting to the churban, but at least reacting to the walls being broken, to the churban that was seen on the horizon. That was the reaction. But that's a little difficult, but that is the Radak. The Malbim does not like that. The Malbim says, no, it's obviously a reaction to the Churban. And therefore, the first of the month must mean one of the months afterwards. Tishrei or Elul. Well, one of the months right after the Churban, says the Malbim, that's what it must mean. That's second option. The third option is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Tainis that it was on Tisha B'Av. Mamish on Tisha B'Av. So why is it called the first day? The first day of the month? It wasn't the first day of the month. It was the ninth day of the month. Why Tisha B'Av? So the Yerushalmi in Tainis says, Perek Dalid Halacha Hey, Amar B'Huvka Ha'ir, on that Mishnah Ksiv, B'Tisha L'Chodesh Huvka Ha'ir, V'et et Amar Hachin, Amar B'Tan Chavar Chani Loi, Kilkul Cheshbonos Yishkan. There's a messing up of the dates. Kilkul Cheshbonos Yishkan. Right, just like our Gemar, the Bavli, deals with the 9th versus the 17th in terms of Huvka. Here it gives a different answer. But here, Kilko Cheshbonos Yeshkan, the Yerushalmi says, it's a messing up of the dates. And it quotes our Pasuk and says, what does it mean that this is what happened on the first day? It wasn't the first of Av, it was the 9th of Av. So it must be Kilko Cheshbonos that the author messed up. What do you mean messed up? Messed up on purpose. Why? The mushal is given. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the Melech Shaya Yoshev Mechashiv Cheshbonos. There's a king that's recording different things in his diary. Bov Amrulo, and they came and said, Nishpa Bincha, your son has been captured, or your son has been killed. When he goes back to writing, he can't focus, he can't concentrate. So either it's because he can't focus, or he said, you know what, this is the beginning of the rest of my life. Omar Yasezer Rosh Lecheshbonos. This should be the Rosh, this is the beginning. Tisha B'Av was the beginning of the rest of the history of Am Yisrael. There was one history before the Beis HaMikdash, one during the Beis HaMikdash, and one after the Beis HaMikdash, right? It was all, and that's why it's somewhat of a new beginning in this regard. When the Bavli deals with this issue towards the end of Maseches Tainis, it says, well, the 9th versus the 17th, right? It doesn't say Kilkul Cheshbonos like the Yerushalmi says, but it says it was the first base of English, the second base of English. But either way, this is the third, three different days about when this story took place. Was it the first of Av? Was it the first of one of the months after Av? Or was it on Tisha B'Av itself? Good. So what exactly did Yechezkel say? Ben Adam, Ya'an Asher, Amrit, Tzor, Yerushalayim. Since Tzor said about Yerushalayim, Ha'och, they were besimcha, that it was desolate, as we said, Nishbra Dalsos Ha'amim Nasebo Eli. The doors of the nations have been broken, they will turn to me. What's going on here? Tzor was financially jealous of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was a center, not just of a holiness, but, well, not then anymore, really, but a center of industry. So Tzor wanted that business. So once the doors were broken, so to speak, Nasebo Eli, they're going to turn to me, says Tzor. Once Yerushalayim is out of the picture, Imala Hecharava, I will become Phil from the desolation of Yerushalayim. Exactly. Bin Folo Yivchal Tismach, as we spoke about in the last parak, they were very besimcha. But again, maybe it wasn't the same level of hatred of Am Yisrael and everything about Am Yisrael as we saw in the last parak. The last parak, remember, we saw the nations were Amon was against Am Yisrael because the Beis Hamid, they laughed about the Beis Hamidrash destruction and Eretz Yisrael and the Galus, all of those. But here it is not those three. It's just more financial. The Gemara in Megillah does darshan, if one remembers, this pasuk imala chareva to teach us a little, not the pashup shot, but I will fill and I will be desolate, that we go in opposite directions from our enemies. Kesariv Yerushalayim, says the Gemara. Im yom alecha adam charvu shtein al ta'amin. If somebody tells you that they were both destroyed, don't believe. Yashvu tachteim shtein al ta'amin. Charva kesariv, yashvu Yerushalayim. Charvu Yerushalayim, yashva kesar. One is settled and prospering, and the other is not, then tamin, that we have an inverse relationship with certain nations. Shenemar imala hachareva. Imleazu charevazu. Imleazu charevazu. That's what Chazal darshan from this pasuk. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar mehacha ulaom milom yeematz. A different pasuk, lom milom yeematz, v'rav yavot seir, that's by Yaakov and Esav. Okay, so that is the imala hachareva. Continue now in this perek, lachin kovar Hashem Elokim, because Tzor laughed and because Tzor was happy at our downfall. Hidden the alayach Tzor, I'll be on you Tzor. Valesi alay gai rabim. Yeah, you want all the nations to come to you? They'll all come to you, but it won't come for the reason that you wanted. Kalos hayam legalav, like the yam goes up in its waves. V'shichasu chomos Tzor, v'harsu migdaleha. The towers will be and the walls will be destroyed. V'sichesi afara mimena. I will peel off the dirt from it. Vanasati osal etzchiach salo. It'll just be rock. It'll be bare rock. Rashi quotes that Tzor was a community right near the water. Lefisha isa benuya besela betochaya. Maybe even in the water. So when you scrape off everything on the rock, when you destroy the community, so then they will be desolate, and it'll be just water washing on the rock. That's how Tzor will be described. Mishtach charamim tihiyeh betoch hayam. It'll just be a place to spread out nets in the yam. It used to be a place of living, but now it's just a barren place in the yam to put nets. Ki'ani dibarti no mashem alakim. Right, the imagery of a place in the yam being settled and then all of a sudden being unsettled, right, reminds us a little bit maybe of that Gemara Bava Basra, like we quote in various other contexts. The Gemara says in the Rabba Bar Bachana stories, Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, the beginning of Amocher Asfina, where we have many stories from Rabba Bar Bachana. So one of them, if you remember, Zim Lachada because Lidim Besvinta, one time Rabba Bar Bachana says we were on a boat, the Chazina Nu Kavra, the Yasvalei Akala, and we saw, I'm sorry, reading the wrong one. Right, we saw an island. We saw things growing on the island. We thought it was dry land. We start cooking and making fires. And when it got hot, it's hapich, meaning it really was a fish. It was a marine mammal that sand and dirt got on it, and we thought it was an island, that it was really a fish. And if we wouldn't have been close, we would have drowned. Again, islands that we thought was an island, but it turned into a fish. Here, it's an island that just got turned into an island, meaning it's totally got destroyed. But the idea of you think one is on terra firma, and in a day, overnight, it can be lost. Tzor will be a spoiler for the spoiled land for the goyim. The suburbs. Again, every section ends with the Yaduki and Hashem. You will know. You will know because that's the ultimate purpose of everything Hashem does in life for people and His nivraim to recognize Him. Right. Again, all other beings. It's fascinating if you think about it. All other beings in the world, other than people. All the upper beings recognize Hashem, right? The Rambam writes that the angels have recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sun and the moon and the stars have recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The angels, the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where he talks about the 10 levels of angels. Levels not in terms of height, obviously in space, but in conceptual. Zesha Amar Lamata B'Ma'alaso Eino Ma'alas Makom Kamo Adam Shiyoshiv L'Mala Mechaveiro Ela Kamo Sha'omrim B'Shnei Chachamim She'echad gadol mechaveiro b'chachma. One is greater than him in wisdom. Shu lamala mimala soshoze. He's lamala, but not in space. And then the Rambam goes through all the 10 levels of angels. Chayos, Sofanim, Erelim, Chashmalim. We read this earlier in the Sefer. Srafim, Malachim, the Chulu. And then the Rambam in the next halacha says, V'chol hatsuros ha'elu chayim u'makirim esabore. They all recognize Hashem. The Yodin oso dea gadola ad lima'od. And they have a very deep understanding. Kotzer v'tzur lafi ma'alasa lo lafi gadlo. Afilu ma'ala rishona. And even the highest level, though, cannot recognize and understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Enichol lahasiga midas habori kamo shehi eladaita katsara lahasig. But so the, says the Rambam, the angels have a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Little later on, in the beginning of Yisodia Torah, Paragimel Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, Kol HaKochavim v'Hagalgalim, Kulam Ba'ali Nefesh V'deya V'Haskalheim, V'im Chayim Ba'omdim U'makirim Et Shmi Shamar V'Haya Olam. They recognize and they have a knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the angels have a knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sun and the moon and the stars. The only ones that don't are the people on earth. Right? People on earth, all the way down here. So the goal of life is to have a recognition. And that's why over and over again we have here the Yadu Ki Ani Hashem. That is what the purpose of all of these punishments are, both to Abanei Yisrael and to the other nations. Kicho Amar Hashem Elokim, continues the parak. Ini Mevi Altsar Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Mitzafon Melech Melachim, Nebuchadnezzar, the King of Kings, so to speak, is going to come and destroy them. Bisuas, Ubarachav Arashim, horses, chariots, Kalam Rav, they're all going to come to Tzor. Bino Sayach Basada. Remember, this was said before it happened. We have to remember, Yechezkel is talking about Bizman HaChorban, Tzor, who's on top of the world now, you're going to get it. Bino Sayach Basada Vecherv Yarog. Bino Sanalayach Dayek. They'll build towers around you. Vishafach Alayach Solola. Right? They will build mounds of dirt up around to stand on to shoot from. Vekim alayach tzina, and they will put a protection against you. Umechi kavalo, catapults they will set up. Yitain b'chamosayach migdolosayach yitos b'charbosav. Eventually, everything will be broken. Mishifasusav yichasech avakam. The sheer numbers, from the horses, the galloping of the horses, the dust will come and totally cover up your existence from the sound of the horsemen and chariots, tirashna chomosayach, bavovish sharayach, right? Your walls will start shaking as they come in and they break down the barriers. Continuing a little bit lower, pasuk yud gimel, vishbati hamon shirayach, I will cause to cease and silence any singing. Singing shira is a reflection of simcha. And you won't be besimcha. Unesatich letzchiach sela, mishtach kramim tiyeh, again, but here in pasuk yudala, lo tibane od. It will not. You will not be built up again. Lo tibana od. And the question that the Abarbanel, the Malbim, deal with is, but Tsar, we have history notes that it was rebuilt. Yes, it was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, but later on it was destroyed by Alexander the Great again. So it must be that it was rebuilt. So what does this mean? Lo tibana od. So the Malbim says simply, it just means not in the same spot. It wasn't built in the same spot. Vein zakushia, ki achar kach, nivnes, b'makam acher, shalom akoma, harishon kanoda. It wasn't built to say that kamosha kasa be any dachas. Like it's be any dachas. It won't be the same. Loti bana od the kamosha haisa eino nivnes. Avol nivnes legano so pardesim. Vanavua more. And this is the Malbim says it's all talking about one nevuah. We're not referring to any different stages. But the Abarbanel says that we have tsar here in the first part, and then we have tsar the nevuah. And the second half of the parak seems to be just details of the first part. Says the Abarbanel, no, it's referring to the two different times that Tsor, and two different Tsors, that one was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, the other one was destroyed by Alexander the Great. He says, even in the spelling, the first time Tsor is without the Vav, and the next time is with the Vav. Suggests the Abarbanel that they were scared that it was going to happen again, so they rebuilt Tsor in a man-made island, says the Abarbanel. He says, they built a chenis, lo al svas hayam, kamosha isu mikodem, al vashabanu osa vitoch hayam, kamosha hi hayom, vinesia, like Venice. Mibnei pachad melech bavel. She avole and berechel v'farashim. He didn't want bavel to come with their horses and chariots. He built them in the middle of the sea. Middle of the sea, you can't get there with horses and chariots. V'yashacharkach ba'ale Alexandros mukdon, v'nisakev yom emrabim, until Alexander the Great was able to destroy and squash that town also. But again, these are the two nevuos that are being referred to according to the Abarbanel. The Malbim would rather say not. He'd rather say it's all referring to what's going on right now. Continuing, Pasuk Tesvav, the second half of the Perek, This is, again, either an explanation or a new nevuah. From the sound of your falling, everybody's screaming. Everybody's going to start shaking. They will hear about what happened to you, and they will be nervous. The Yardumi al Kisosam, even though they're sitting on their thrones, they will come down. They will realize that they're also vulnerable. Kol Nesia Hayam Hesirus Miilehem, this big day, Rekmasam Yipshotu, they'll take it off. Charados Yilbashu al Haaretz. Right? The shaking will clothe them. Yeshevu, Vechardu Lirigaim. And they will be scared. L'rigaim. What is l'rigaim? For many moments, some say it just means that they will be shaking. Maybe it means just the opposite. V'chardu, they'll be scared. L'rigaim. It's not going to last. They'll be nervous, but it won't last. Because that's what we know so many times in history. When amazing things happened, and the inspiration doesn't last, right? After Kriyas Yamsuf, we complained by Mara. After Maamad Har Sinai, we did Chayta Egel. After Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, Hashem Olakim, it didn't last, right? You caused this, right? After Korach, they said, oh, you killed the Am Hashem. Right? So many times we see miraculous. It doesn't last, and maybe that's also here. V'chardu l'rigayim. And what's going to happen? V'nasu'al Akina. But meanwhile, for those moments, they will take up a lamentation on you. V'yamru lach, eichavat, noshemes miyamim. How will such a great nation that was the center of everything, right? How did that get destroyed? It was so strong, such a seaport. You'll be like a city that was never settled. Like there won't even be any evidence of the population. Because again, this is different. It's next to the water. So if the water covers it, there's no evidence. I will take you down to join all the other ones that were involved in the same type of activities as you are. But the parak ends off the second to last pasuk. But all this while Tsur is being destroyed, v'nasati tzvi be'eretz chayim, I will put tzvi be'eretz chayim. What is tzvi? I will put glamour be'eretz chayim, in the land of the life. What's be'eretz chayim? So if you look in the Avos de Rebbe Nasan, parak lamed dalid, what does tzvi mean? It's not 100% clear be'eretz chayim, but it's one of two possibilities. That was Rebbe Nasan there in parak lamed dalid os yud. Asara nikru chayim. There are 10 things that are called chayim, and each one has a pasuk here. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Torah nikru chayim. Eitz chayim mil machazikim ba. Yisrael nikru chayim. Chayim kol chamayom. Maisim tovim nikru chayim. Gan Eden nikru chayim. Ve'eitz chayim b'toch hagan. Eretz Yisrael nikru chayim. V'nasati tzvi beretz chayim. That's where this pasuk is quoted, by Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim nikru chayim. Shenemar kol hakasuv lachayim b'Yerushalayim. In Yeshayahu Perek Yud, Olam Haba Nikra Chaim, Tztaka Nikra Chaim, Chachma Nikra Chaim, or Nikra Chaim. So those are the 10, all Chaim. So this pasuk is saying, at the same time that Tzor is being destroyed, but Yerushalayim, or Eretz Yisrael, is being built up. Again, it's interesting, the Rinas Yitzchak asks, if all of Eretz Yisrael is called Chaim, so what's the added element of the Yerushalayim? All of Eretz Yisrael is called Chaim, so Yerushalayim is in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the added element? So he says, well, maybe it's based on the Rambam. The Rambam in Beis HaBechira, where we know the much-discussed Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha, Yudalet, Tesvav, where the Rambam says, Tezayin, the Rambam says that Kedusha Rishona, Kishol Hashayta Velo Kishol HaSalava. Once we went into Galus, the first Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was lost in terms of Jewish and Maisras, and it came back by the second one. But the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash never ceased. Once we built the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Says the Rama, V'lama ani omer b'mikdash of Yerushalayim, she'kedusha rishon and kedusha asan la'asa lavo, and not the rest of Eretz Yisrael, l'fisha kedusha asan ha'mikdash of Yerushalayim b'pnei ha'shchina, v'shchina eina b'teila, v'haray omer v'ashimosi es mikdash eichem, because the Kedusha of the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash is totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, and that's not Batel. So maybe, suggest the Rinas Yitzchak, that's what's going on in this Avos Rebbe Nasan. Be'eretz HaChaim, Yerushalayim has its own independent Kedusha, separate from being part of Eretz Yisrael. It has its own independent Kedusha connected to the Hashraz HaShechina. The Radak here quotes that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaChaim because it's the land of Tchias HaMesim. Well, there'll be the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses direct Tchias HaMesim without any Gilgal, But the Radak quotes Eretz She Meseha Chayim. Klomar Shamesim Bam Yisrael Yichyu Lizman Tchias Hamesim. Right, that is one of the Yisodos HaEmuna Tchias Hamesim. Right, the Rambam has this as the last, the ultimate one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. The Rambam says he speaks about it earlier, but Tchias Hamesim. Right, that's the Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin. Ha'omer ain't Tchias Hamesim in the Torah. Right, even if you say Tchias Hamesim, ain't Tchias Hamesim in the Torah, that is someone who doesn't have Olam Haba. The Rambam says Tchias Hamesim Yisod Miyisodos Torahs Moshe Rabbeinu. Ain't dat ve'ain kasher im Uma HaYehudis l'mi she'enu mamin b'kach. Ela Sheila Tzadikim. Right, it's if you don't believe in this, then you're cut off. Like the Gemara says, if you don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, you won't have Tchias HaMesim. Right? It's up to you. What exactly is going to be, what type of existence, major machlokas between the Rambam, the Ramban, about whether there's going to be Tchias HaMesim before Olam Haba, after Olam Haba. That is not 100% clear. The different Rishonim have different suggestions. The Radvaz writes in one tshuva in Elef Samach Tes, based on a Ritva, that there's going to be two Tchias HaMesims. He says, "Shalati mimeni yididi nafshi al zman atchiya l'fishe kibalti miavosecha shu samach l'alaf hashvi v'cholu kashali tshuva kol yomai hayiti mitztar al davar ze atre isi divrei haritva." That's in Tainus Daf Lamed. Dika trei trios achas pratis l'tzadikim shemesu begalus v'hismucha l'bias hamashiach v'yizku l'kol yimos hamashiach beguufu v'nefesh v'yiru b'tavasan shal Yisrael u'bebinyan abayis v'yismuchu b'simchas chelef avudasam. Right, that's the first tchiya. The echad klalis v'smucha l'achnasas Shabbos kasher kibalti v'unikra olam atchiya v'alea noma v'rabim misheni ad masafer ikitzu. Right, different stages. Either way, the Rambam says in Malachim that we're not supposed to focus on these things because nobody really knows how it's going to happen and what it's going to be like until it actually happens. Just one final point: the Ben Yehoyada is mayor that the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos that when Hashem said Anochi Hashem Lokecha, we died, and Hashem did tchiyas hameisim and we came back alive. And then Dibur number two, the same thing. And then number three, we said, okay, we heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why didn't Hashem just give us the power to withstand? Why did Dafka have to have Tchias HaMesim? So explains Ben Yoyada, Hashem wanted that experience at the beginning of our existence as an Am. So we believe in it, so we have the Emuna in it, and it's part of who we are, that belief and that experience of Tchias HaMesim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time.